Welcome to the first in this series of four podcasts. Join Bishop Tricia as she takes the four traditional themes of the season of Advent, hope, peace, joy, and love, and looks at their message for the times we're living in. Bishop Tricia's first reflection is all about hope, even in times of darkness.
Human beings can survive for 5 weeks without food and 5 days without water, but can't survive 5 minutes without hope.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to 10. Therefore, since it is by God's mercy that we are engaged in this ministry, we do not lose heart. We have renounced the shameful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to falsify God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we commend ourselves to the conscience of everyone in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing clearly the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves. We proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Light will shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying around in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies.
Andrew Grayson notes that human beings can survive for 5 weeks without food and 5 days without water, but can't survive 5 minutes without hope. As Advent begins, we think of the hope that is available to us because of the child whose birth we're going to be celebrating in just a few weeks' time. But as we do so, it's important that we remember that hope is more than just wistful thinking or naive optimism. Our expressions of hope come in so many different ways, from wishful thinking to what is essentially the prayer of our hearts, the conviction of our souls. I hope that I can manage to complete the parish walk next year, despite the fact I haven't done any training. I mean, that falls into the category of wishful thinking, doesn't it? But I hope that my money will last till the end of the week. I'm hoping and I'm trusting in God that somehow I have the strength that I need for today. Now, those two fall into the latter category. They are the prayers of our hearts. As Advent begins, we are reminded again that hope begins in the darkness. And over the next coming weeks, we will be following the story of Jesus and his birth at night in Bethlehem. This week, though, we begin with the darkness that Isaiah described for us. We begin here because so much of the world feels like it is in darkness right now, in heaviness. Wars continue and divisions continue and run very deep. And some of us are engaged, either ourselves or those we love, in our own private battles, with fears about today and uncertainty about tomorrow. For those of us here in the Northern Hemisphere, as we on the island are, the night can feel very dark. It can be joyous and beautiful, but it can also echo what feels like the darkness of the world. I, for one, then, take great delight as Advent unfolds in seeing the lights begin to appear in the streets and in the windows of our houses and in the shops in our streets. The twinkling of light as Advent progresses and the feast of Christmas draws near. The season of Advent calls us to be realistic about the darkness. But it's precisely in the midst of that darkness that we're told the light comes and that we dare to speak of hope. Isaiah spoke of God coming to a weary people in the land of deep darkness and the light and the hope that came. Think of a glimmer of a car headlight, maybe on a headland or across fields, how it pierces through the darkness. And even the smallest, apparently most insignificant light can travel so far, cutting through the darkness in striking ways. Isaiah spoke of such a light coming to a weary people, a light which would come in a most unexpected way. As we retell the story of that first Christmas and Jesus, the light of the world, born amid the darkness of our world, we remember that the story, his story, began in darkness and in fragility and in apparent insignificance. Mary, his mother, lived under Roman occupation in a small and powerless village. Her world was completely uncertain. And yet, in that time, that place, the angel came and God's promise would break through. Jesus was on his way. But he came not in safety or security or in power, but into uncertainty and danger. He came to us in the darkness, and his life and his presence transformed it, as it always will. In our world and in our time, it would be easy to be so cynical rather than to choose hope. But that's not the message of Advent. The hope of Advent is rooted in Jesus, light in darkness, faithful and true. His coming was for us, for others, and for our hope in him, which invites us to unleash the hope he gives to others too. Nelson Mandela urged, "Let your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears. Let your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears." So how will the hope that we take hold of this Advent affect our choices and our actions, our words? May we be such glad recipients of the hope of Advent that we may hold the light of hope for others and work for the liberation and the consolation of our world, for those who are oppressed and wounded by the darkness of our world. So let us pray. Jesus, Lord of light, in the darkness of the world and the struggles of our own lives, may your hope shine. Remind us that you are near, your promises sure, and that despair never has the last word. Help us to be bearers of hope to those around us. Amen.
Bishop Tricia has prepared some notes to accompany each of these reflections, some questions for personal consideration or perhaps discussion within a group or with a friend or family member. And you can find these at our website, sodorandman.im. Thank you for listening.